A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March the 9th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the opening of voters for vaccinated people and other issues.
And also, we are going to look at the clashes between locals and foreign nationals in Alexandra Township in Johannesburg yesterday, which left several people injured, workers' stalls destroyed, and many businesses shut. The fight broke out when a group of locals went around the township, forcibly shutting down businesses owned by foreign nationals, and asking South Africans to take over their vending stalls. Police have since calmed down the situation, but the residents have vowed to shut down the township till foreigners leave.
We'll also talk about what is happening in Ukraine following Russia's invasion about 12 days ago, and attacks on cities resulting in locals and Zimbabweans fleeing to neighboring countries.
Hongu wadio watereri, tinogamuchira muchirongwa chedu, chatinotarisa zvirikusangana nevana veZimbabwe kunze kwenyika, nevari munyika, che Diaspora Forum. Nasi uri musi wechitatu, kurume 9, 2022. Nyaya dzatiri kutarisa, dzinosanganisira, nyaya yekurwiswa kwezvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika nezuro, takanzwa kuti muSouth Africa, mumusha weAlexandra, makava nebata murefu, bata mupfupi, zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa, zvichirwisa zvizvarwa zvekunze, vachipwanya zvitoro zvavo nenzvimbo dzekushandira, vachiti havadi kuti vekunze vange vari muSouth Africa vachitora mabasa nemabhizimusi imomo. Ndo imwe yenyaya tichatarisa. Tichatarisawo kuvhurwa kwakaitwa mabhodha kana migano yeZimbabwe nedzimwe nyika, kuti vose vakabaiwa nhomba vange vachikwanisa kubuda vachienda kunze vachidzoka. Tinoziva kuti hurumende kuburikidza nedare recabinet vakapa chisungo ichocho masondo mairi adarika. Asi panga pasati pavhurwa mabhodha nokuti painzi panoda kutanga paiswa mutemo unobata nyaya idzodzo dzekuvhurwa nekupinda kwevanhu munyika. Zvinove zvakazoitwa nezuro. Saka mabhodha avhurwa, vana veZimbabwe vanenge vachida kuenda kunze vave kukwanisa kubuda vachienda kunze. Asi hazvirevi kuti vanongobuda madiro ajojina, vanofanira kunge vaine umbo hwekuti vakabaiwa nhomba yekudzivirira COVID-19, kupararira kweCOVID-19. Tichatarisawo zviri kuitika muUkraine zvichitevera kupinda kwakaita Russia munyika iyoyo. Sezvataurwa nemumwe wangu Gibbs Dube, kwava nemazuva anokwana 12 Russia yatanga kurwisa Ukraine, zvaita kuti vakawanda vaende parumana nzombe. Vana veZimbabwe vari imomo vachisanganisirwa vari kungogara vakabatira ura mumaoko. Tinonzwa kuti vazhinji vakakwanisa kunge vachitiza kubuda muUkraine imomo vachienda kunyika dzakapoteredza dzakaita sePoland, Romania neGermany. Asi tinonzwa kuti kuchine vamwe vana veZimbabwe vanofungidzirwa kunzi vangadari vari mune rimwe bhanga kana imwe nzvimbo yakachengetedzeka iri pasi yakavharirwa zvinonzi mabridge nemigwagwa, zvakadimurwa nekurwiswa ikoko zvaita kuti vana vange vari munjodzi. Hurumende yakatizivisa kuti vana 110 vakanga vakwanisa kubatsirwa vachiendeswa kuZimbabwe vawaniswa matikiti endege. Gibbs.
Iye kunjalo zvirikandaba njengova ke ujonga elufaka ke udaba lwetiro namhlanje. Kunengi esikwenzayo namhlanje ke sikhangela okwenzakala kule South Africa. Siyakwazi ukuthi le mngceleni konangale ke sokuvuliwe Bulk Bridge, sokuvuliwe njalo Plumtree nezinye indawo, kuthi nxa umuntu engena kumbe phuma kumele atshengisele phela ukuthi wahlatshwa ijekiseni yokunqabela COVID-19. Iye siyabona njalo ke nxa sikhuluma ngokwenzakala kule South Africa, kule operation yeDudula sibonile ke Alexandria township Johannesburg khona ngale kunabanye abantu abalimeleyo sibili khonapho ke kade sokutshaywana phakathi kwabathengi abethengisa impahla labadabuka kule South Africa. So abakwele South Africa bathi kumele abantu ngokuza basuke emkambo njalo besuswe emsebenzini le engane imisebenzi labo abayinikisa ukuthi bayenze. So ke kugcina kuvalwa sibe umkambo kula ngale abantu beSouth Africa besithi kumele betshaye phansi. Nxa sesikhangela njalo kulokunye okuveza ukuthi abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe jonga abangaphansi kweZimbabwe special permits balapho ukuthi behluleke ukuthi lungisincwadi zabo kufika mhla ka-31 ngompalakazi lo nyaka ngoba belelise ukuthi bangene kumanye ama-visas. So abaningi ngaba-ke abangenzi lutho bafika khonapho 272,000. Kuzokuthi-ke nxa sikhangela e-Ukraine khona ngale okuhlaselwe khona lilizwe le-Russia, siyabona ukuthi-ke kulabantu abaningi asebebaleka kuleli lizwe. Umanyana we-United Nations uthi kuthi sokunabantu jonga bafika 2 million asebebaleke singathi-ke le-Russia ukhanya ngazani nayo yenza ukuthi ivimbe endaweni eziningi. Kodwa-ke namhla bengazani kule ceasefire la izolo bengani kunjalo kuthi i-Russia abe lokhu ibhomba lapha nalapha. So-ke ummeya okhona ngale-ke kwelinye idolobho uthi-ke kuphuma abantu abayi-5,000 kade bevinjelwe izolo edolobheni lakhe. So kukhanya kulobu zima kakhulu joka.
Ndizvozvo chaizvo Gibbs. Tinotenda zvikuru. We also have our guests tonight. We have Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda of the African Diaspora Forum and Mr. Bongani Dube. Welcome to our show.
Siyabonga kakhulu Dube. Sawamukela kuhlelo ba.
Yebo, siyabonga ba.
Yes, kaze ngawe baba Vusumuzi Swanda. When we look at this issue concerning Operation Dudula, we have been seeing South Africans doing these sporadic attacks, you know, on foreigners. How is this happening when the government is saying, you know, they are against this kind of system? They're saying people do not have any right to actually attack foreigners and push them out of the markets and workplaces.
Well, the government has always been saying one thing and yet it has been doing the other. What we have seen is that the political rhetoric that is against migrants in the country, which has been a song very prevalent in the opposition politics, after the local government elections, government action started to shift quite strongly towards, you know, the extreme right, where its policies were also anti-migrant. We actually have got a national labor migrants policy now, which is looking at revising, you know, how migrants are employed, which includes those that are already admitted into the country where they can ordinarily not be employed, you know, without being again subjected to another quota, you know, from the company. So in the past, when these attacks, you know, took place, what has always been happening is that In many cases, the police would come in and become more spectators and protect, you know, the South Africans and still arrest more foreigners. However, it is a bit different now because in this particular incident, we have had more injuries in the Barra attack and the Alexander attack. But, of course, where the police have come in, they have come in like in Hillbrow and Johannesburg and managed to hold at bay the attack by, you know, the Dudula operation. And even in Alex, as they went in, they've managed to restore calm without further loss of life or destruction of property, which is a very different approach from what we have seen in the past, and which gives a little bit of confidence towards the fact that maybe policing and the rule of law might actually be seen to apply. So we know that the South African Constitution is very liberal when it comes to protest action and the right to protest, which I think a year or two back, the Constitutional Court ruled that there was no need even for people to apply to the police, you know, to basically protest, but only to notify the police that they were protesting. So people can obviously go out and protest without a lot being done. And for that reason, it does happen that sometimes the police may not be aware that there is a protest action, especially if they do not have sufficient resources. But in a nutshell, what we are seeing is that, again, from a political perspective, there is no political will to stop the attack on migrants, because a lot of these cadres in the ANC are of the view that they want the electorate to understand that it is not able to deliver services like in hospitals, at home affairs, you know, housing, simply because there are too many illegal immigrants or immigrants in South Africa. And ministers like Minister Motsoaledi is one of those leading in the forefront. In Gauteng, we've seen the Gauteng Premier coming in with the Gauteng, you know, economic township economic bill, which seeks to bar migrants from certain economic sectors, and those migrants that are to be excluded include asylum seekers and refugees, which is against, you know, the UN Convention on Refugees and Asylum Seekers. So that basically is telling us that the body language of government is actually saying that the people must go. But what they speak at some stage as overall government is that we should not segregate against migrants. So it is very unfortunate.
Yes, Chonga.
Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. I wanted to throw a question to Mr. Dewey there, but I think his camera disappeared. Dr. Swanda, ndo dzoka kwamuri. Tiri kuona dambudziko iri rinenge riri kunyanyo remera vana veZimbabwe. Ndo zvimwe chete here zviri kuitwa kune vekudzimwe nyika kushungurudzwa kana kuti vari kunyanyo nanga vana veZimbabwe?
Chokwadi chekutanga ndechekuti hongu vana veZimbabwe vanenge vakati wandeiwo kupfuura vamwe vedzimwe nyika muno muSouth Africa. Asi chatinoziva ndechekuti Operation Dudula zvayo inenge inorwa hondo nevana vemuZimbabwe, nekuti zvinonzi vana vemuZimbabwe ndo vakawandisa uye ndo vari kutora mabasa vachitorera vanhu vemuno muSouth Africa. Saka competition yakanyanya iri kuwanikwa pakati pevana veZimbabwe nevemuSouth Africa, uye ndivo vakazara mumarocation imomu. Saka vana veZimbabwe chokwadi ndeyekuti ndivo chaivo vanenge vari kunetswa uye vari kuremerwa nezviri kuitwa neoperation Dudula ichokwadi ichocho.
Tichitarisa mamiriro ari kuita zvinhu, tinoona kuti mapepa kana kuti magwaro eZimbabwe exemption permits akapera kushanda muna December, asi hurumende yakazopa grace period yegore rimwe chete kusvikawo kupera kwaDecember wegore rino. Pane zvakawanda here zviri kuitwawo nevana veZimbabwe kuti vagadzirise kugara kwavo munyika ine mutemo?
Zviripo zvakati wandei, asi chikuru chiri kuitika ndechokuti inyaya dzokuti kuendwe kumatare chaiko, kuti kunotariswa kuti chiripo here chinogona kuitwa kuti vana veZimbabwe vagone kuwana magwaro ekuti vaenderere mberi vachigara muno, nekuti matambudziko avari kusangana nawo panyaya yekuti mapemiti haazi kuextendwa akawanda zvekuti tanga tichitotaura namini na DG kuHome Affairs nhasi nekuDepartment of Education, nekuti pane vamwe vakatanga kushanda vanga vachishanda kubva gore rapera vachiri kushanda muhurumende asi havana kutambidzwa mari dzavo, nekuti zviri kunzi havagoni kutambidzwa nekuti havana mapemiti ari valid. Saka chatiri kuona iko zvino ndokuti tiri kuona vana veZimbabwe vachiuya pamwe chete kuti vawane mumiririri kana kuti vamiririri vari pa level yakati kurei kuti nyaya yemapemiti ionekwe kuti inoendwa kukoti, nekuti hazvina kuita nyore kuti vana veZimbabwe mapemiti iwayo aextendwe nenyaya yekuti kugara muSouth Africa kwemakore 5 hakuzi condition yekuti munhu anongopiwa pemiti. Kana munhu agara makore 5 anofanirwa kunge achiri kushanda apiwa basa zvekuti ari permanent kana kuti ari mupermanent life partnership relationship kana kuti relative relationship, ndo kuti achipiwa permanent residence. Saka ma chances acho ekuti nyaya yacho ibudirira hana kuti wandei, asi achada kuti kutorwe mimwe mitemo yekune dzimwe nyika, nekuti bumbiro remutemo remuno muSouth Africa rinoti kana pachiitwa mutemo kana pachigadzirwa pagaro nenyaya dzemutemo, koti inofanirwa kutarisa kuti kodzimwe nyika dzinoshanda sei nemutemo wakaita seiwowo. Saka pamapepa akaendeswa kukoti paripo zvakare patinotarisa nyaya yekuendeswa kwevanhu kunyika kwavo vakawanda yatinotaura nezvekuti imass deportations, uye totarisa zvimwe zvakaitwa nenyika dzemuEU dzakapa hugari kuvanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika kuitira kuti vagone kushanda nekugara zvakanaka. Saka ndiyo mitemo yatiri kunyanzofunga kuti ndiyo ingatibatsirei, asi hazvisi nyore.
Mwasikangele baba Spanda konokuke okwenzakanayo kweoperation Dudula kuti kuhamba njani nesintu ungasitele kuti ina umbono wenu uyangapi konke loku?
Esikubona kusenziwa ilolu hlelo lwabantu abazibiza ngokuthi Operation Dudula nabathi iDudula, okubukeka kungathi ngamaqembu amabili ngoba bephikisana, sibona khona ukuthi lokhu kuqhubeka kubhebhethekisa inzondo ebhekiswe kuzizalwane eziphuma ngaphandle kweSouth Africa, ikakhulukazi ezeZimbabwe, ngoba ezeZimbabwe ngathi iziziningi kakhulu lapha eSouth Africa, kanti njalo izezibukeka zincintisana kakhulu nezalapha eSouth Africa kwezomnotho nasemalokishini lapha abahlala khona. Kungakho izizalwane zeZimbabwe abazithandi nje kancane nakancane abantu balapha ekhaya eSouth Africa. Lokho sibona ukuthi kuzafike ukuthini kube nezimpi ikakhulukazi ezibheke abantwana beZimbabwe esijwayele ukubona lokhu okwesukubiza ngeXenophobia okwenza ukuthi abantu bashiswe babulawe. Ngoba sibona ingathi le nzondo le kulapha esifike khona ukulwa okwenziwe izizalwane zangaphandle ngemva kwayizolo eAlexander kuye kwabacasula bona abe-Operation Dudula, kodwa siyabona ukuthi lesi sesiyisibindi esesithathwa ngabokuza lapha sebezitshela ukuthi hayi sibone ngathi uhulumeni akasivikela ngokwanele, kanti nathi sinemulo okufuneka ukuthi sibona kamthi siyazondla. Ngokunjalo sizazilwela sizivikele nathi sibaxotshe uma bebuye ukuzosilwisa. Yikho sibone kusiba nalimpi edabuke ngemva kwezolo. Okusho ukuthi impi phakathi kwabantu bokuza nezizalwane zalapha eSouth Africa isingathanda ukuthi ikhule ibe sezingeni eliphakeme kakhulu.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Jonga, ngena khonapho ke sizwe ukuthi lingaqhubeka siyangaphi.
Yes, Dr. Swanda, I remember last year your organization was taking the legal route. What happened?
Yes, what happened basically is that we had two applications, an agent application and a normal application. And the agent application is the one that was dismissed on a technicality. But nonetheless, the main application is still before the courts. We are basically still at pleading stage and supplementing the papers, which means that before long, in the next month or so, we should be applying for a set-down date. But we have other litigants that have also come on board, you know, that are trying to come in and file their cases as well, which tells us that these cases are going to be either consolidated at the end of the day. So we are going to have one of the biggest litigations that South Africa has seen in this particular regard, because it is very clear that even those that were thinking that this issue can be negotiated, that negotiations are not going to work. Government is poised on ensuring that Zimbabwe exemption permit holders are sent back to Zimbabwe. And we see a lot of CSOs, NGOs, including the South African Council of Churches, all coming up and saying, but this is not right. So obviously, when the court case, you know, finally takes place, which we hope it should happen before the end of the year, so that at least there must be a determination before the 31st of December. But if that does not happen, our goal is to ensure that post 31 December 2022, we are going to apply for an interdict so that all the ZEP holders are not deported or asked to leave the country until, you know, the pending litigation is finalized.
Mm-hmm. And there were some Zimbabwean organizations that were opposed to your stance. They were saying there's no need for you guys to make this court battle. If you manage to sit down as Zimbabweans and then come up with one solution?
Well, not really that we have managed. What basically has happened is it has become apparent and clear, I think, to them, because now the resistance and the negativity towards the court case has actually subsided. And clearly they have noticed that what they were hoping to achieve, because there's been no response on all the attempts at negotiations that were being put forth to the South African government. So somehow I think these are the ones that are gradually now, you know, joining in the litigation, particularly in the new cases that are coming in. And they have also now subtly agreed that, look, you know, litigation needs to go on while they try what they are doing. But that vibe that we had, you know, about negotiations has completely died down now.
Thank you.
Yes, Chonga, and I think we've got another guest, Komazana. Is she there now?
No, there's no yes. one yet, yes.
She's not there yet. So
yes, she's not yet.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll send the another link. So when we look at Russia, you know, according to the Associated Press, Russia announced today plans for new ceasefires, you know, on Wednesdays, to allow civilians to leave parts of Ukraine that has been besieged by Russian forces. This is a day after thousands of people were able to leave a city in the northeastern Ukraine, while Ukrainian officials accused Russia of shelling another evacuation route in the southern part of the country. So now, according to the Deputy Prime Minister of Ukraine, Russia confirmed the evacuation routes leading out of Sumy, Mariupol, and other towns, you know, that are near Kyiv, the capital. So they are claiming that actually 5,000 people were able to evacuate Sumy on Tuesday. So the war rages on there while we're talking about the South African issue. Let's just go to another issue, Spanda, you know, concerning these special permits. It seems most Zimbabweans won't be able to regularize their status because these visa requirements are very stringent. So tell us about that.
Yes. The truth of the matter is that the extension was calculated never at giving, you know, the Zimbabwean children, you know, residents in South Africa, or to make it easy. Ideally, you know, these were calculated to make sure that at the end of the extension, you know, and the extension was given simply because the South African government announced the decision very late in the year. The whole idea was just to get the Zimbabwean children to go back to Zimbabwe, because the South African government is responding to the right-wing, you know, populist rhetoric that says Zimbabweans are the ones that commit a lot of crimes in South Africa, and they are the ones that are taking away South African jobs. So the South African government was trying to restore its, legitimacy within the electorate by kicking out Zimbabweans, as an example, because a lot of those that were talking a lot about, you know, migrants were talking mainly about the Zimbabweans. When you look at the requirements ordinarily, the people that can only qualify are people that have since married, you know, are married to South Africans or people with PRs. And that is not a very huge number, because a lot of Zimbabweans that have come into South Africa, they either came with partners, and if they did not come with partners, even when they got married, they still got married back home in Zim. It's a very small population of people that then married here in South Africa. And I doubt if it will exceed 500 or even 1,000. And then when it also comes to the scarce skills, list has also been revised. It was revised in 2022 on the 4th of February. But it is still almost the same. It is quite generous because it still involves quite a number of qualifications. But again, you will also notice that the majority of the people that are in the ZEP category are ordinary people that are middle income to low income earners, or those people that are not so highly educated to the extent that they may not have these particular scarce skills, because those with scarce skills have either left South Africa because of the challenges that South Africa has, or they've already long migrated, or they never got into the ZEP, or even if they did, because I know a few last year that were in the ZEP that had to move to get PRs, you know, because, you know, they had qualified and become doctors. So at the end of the day, the numbers that we are looking at, it will be by sheer luck that we can have 2,000 out of the 178,000 or so, or even 5,000, you know, be qualifying, you know, for the mainstream visas. It is almost impossible. Esikubonayo ngokuthi lokhu kwengezwa kwesikhathi okwamapemithi awe Zimbabwe exemption permit kwakuvele kungenzelwanga ukuthi isizalwane zeZimbabwe zithole ubuhlali balapha ekhaya. Kwakwenziwe nje kuphela ngoba sibona ukuthi uhulumeni weSouth Africa wabona ukuthi wamemezela lesimemezolo sokulethi kakhulu enyakeni ukuthi angathi ngoNovember, ikakhulu mhla ka-25, athi amapemithi kawa-extendwa ngoDisemba, izizalwane zeZimbabwe kwazihambe. Ngakho wasesithi cha, akanikeze omunye unyaka isimemezelo kumbe nalowo umusa owanikezwa kwakulezikulekwekuzizalwane zeZimbabwe, othi hayi, sizodinga lesi sikhathi lilungisise amaphephe nokuhlala azokwenza ukuthi nihlale la. Siyabona ukuthi abantu abebevumelekile kuphela kulokho yilabo asabeshade lapha eSouth Africa, isizalwane zaseSouth Africa, kumbe abantu abanobuhlali balapha obunaphakade. Bese kusithi-ke njalo labo abathole imfundo eyalemisebenzi engajwayelekile engatholakali kalula la eSouth Africa. Ngokubona kwethu, amanani abantu asebeshade lapha kwelaseSouth Africa, isizalwane zayo lapha ekhaya, ngalikho liningi kakhulu. Ngicabanga ukuthi ngalifiki nakumakhulu amahlanu mhlawumbe kumbe kuyinkulungwane. Kuthi nalabo abafundele izifundo lezi ezingajwayelekile, ezingatholakali emisebenzini yalapha eSouth Africa, nabo kasibaboni bebaningi ukuthi bangafika kuyinkulungwane. Ngokunjalo kusobala kithi ukuthi abantu abangakwazi ukulungiselwa amaphepha ngalolu hlelo olunikezwe nguhulumeni weSouth Africa kungenzeka bangafiki inkulungwane ezimbili, kanti sikhuluma ngezinkulungwane ezingamakhulu angamakhulu, I mean amaningi kakhulu ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihleli lapha ezidinga lobu buhlalo.
Ye, jonga ungangena khonapho singazuthi uDube kangaphenduki.
Yes, I think Mr. Dube is back. No, this is our sister from India. Yes, let me welcome
her. Namaste.
Yes, ma'am, how are you?
I'm very fine, thank you, Mr.
Okay, thank you so much. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much.
Yes, tonight we are discussing about the attacks on foreigners in South Africa yesterday in Alexandra. And also the opening of borders 2 weeks ago, the government announced that to open borders, and it eventually happened yesterday for those who are vaccinated. And we are also going to discuss the Ukraine issue. But right now we are looking at how best Zimbabweans in South Africa can be safe from these attacks. What's your take on that?
According to what I see, these attacks were actually designed from up there. It's not only these citizens that are actually doing it in jail. Because if the government has rules put for peace in everything they do, just as, say, there is peaceful protests, there is ways to tackle these matters that are supposed to be done in the right way. Now, if these people are attacking foreigners in those places and the government is not doing anything, which means actually they are the ones who actually designed that thing to how it should happen. And this issue of renewing permits, actually, it was not meant to work for Zimbabweans. Because even though they gave some ample time, some grace time to fix the permits, it's not everyone who's going to get the permits. But like I said, it was designed to fail. It was designed to fail, of which if some of our sisters and brothers that are down south, the first time this issue was put on the table, I actually wish if they could have thought outside the box. I know things are very difficult back at home, but if we think of actually self-sustaining ourselves back home, we can manage. If we think creatively, we can survive back home. Because this treatment, even if it's not our country, we understand that if every dog barks in its own yard, but it's embarrassing for us. We are a great country that can do great things if given that opportunity. So I actually wish if we can think outside the box. By that time, they told us we should get out of South Africa. Think of alternatives. Think of the things that we can manage to do back at home. We can start from square one. And as much as I know Zimbabweans, we are very creative and very educated. We can do without South Africa.
Thank you so much, my sister. Yes, we are joined by our brother, Mr. Sipho Ngulube. Baba Utin. Go ahead.
Thinking that yes, is on sound without Africa. That which we can do without South Africa, we can't do without South Africa right now. We have got alternatives. Which are alternatives? People are striking. That's why people are crossing a crocodile infested river. People are crossing that river during December time when the floods, that river will be full. People are risking life because of the situation at back home. We wish there are alternatives. If there were alternatives, we should be back home, all of us.
Yes.
Government of South Africa is under pressure. As I said, the very government of South Africa now is under pressure from their citizens. It's a citizen, you have about 5 million. Government of South Africa, they are wishing. They must find out what about torture there and then. But they are trying to go very alternative. What about 12 months? It's a software with the Hambani, but we can't do anything. As Abizanda says, watch your match. Because they have to please their own citizens. They are not about us. It's about their own citizens. Even Operation Tutula and Alabantu, we can see him on both sides. Operation Tutula, we've got a divided ANC. We have to have a sponsor. A sponsor, any faction, nothing. The government is wishing, but they have to please their own citizens. It's about elections, about votes, about next elections, about the Omar Shaba. The people are campaigning with immigration laws. People are immigration laws. In South Africa, man, I say campaign. Every opposition is campaigning immigration law. Even my layman, I don't know what I'm going to say. I saw him going to my restaurant. He's caught in a corner. I saw what he's doing. But if he needs our votes, he has to please our South African voters.
Yes, so I'm going to I'm going to say.
Ngiyakuzwisisa mfowethu into oyikhuluma kuliqiniso but yabona manje mase sesisesimeni esinje we can't force things but ma usithi asila enye indlela we can't survive without South Africa. I don't agree. Zana ke ngikutshele mfowethu iZimbabwe silomfula uZambezi that is very rich. You can start from square one as I said. Ngiyakwazi kunzima but we can make it. Yazi lapho khona manje angazi ukuthi ukuyibhisithi egoli okuncane olakho okuphetheyo khonapho okuphetheyo ungaya eZambezi. It's just an example. Ungaya eZambezi, whether you have skills okubamba inhlanzi or not, uzaphuma unenhlanzi kuphela. What I know is the little you have in your hand, the example atsho ukuthi uye eZambezi. The little that you get, you have in your hand right now, also where Zambezi, they are pumun in shans. In shans, zona lezo nga daisa goblawayo, kweru, anywhere in Zim, you can make it. You understand? Over man, just as culture like dogs, you understand? Of which we can do, siyenza into emangalisa chine Zimbabwe. Zimbabweans, we are known to have plan B everywhere, anywhere. Yeah, I understand the mouse is too gonna around to the crosser unfulaguna crocodiles. I believe those were desperate times. And now these are desperate times. You can do anything. Which means he can do anything worse than that. You understand? Yeah, kwazi ukuzi. Mina bengise goli ngoba ngasuke ekhaya. Kodwa bengiqaleke ngasebenza nenhlanzi zona lezo. So I needed greener pastures. Do you understand? Lapha ngikhona manje. It's another stage that I have. Ngiphume eGoli kungakabi nalezo zinto, but okwamanje, I know if I go home, ngeke ngihlupheke. There is no need to go to ngafika ekhaya usudinga umsebenzi ngoba umsebenzi ayikho vele. You have to create your own. You have to be creative. I'm as Zimbabweans, we are very creative. We can do without South Africa.
That's the way. To survive in an economy, even vendor, even bad, we have to have economy functional. We have to get a dollar level good to the toll and nothing. Meaning, gentlemen, do not even as a food butcher. Who is going to buy in Yama? All Zimbabweans want to start our own things. That's the good work. We are scared of starting our own things. But the people are, no, we start your own thing. After 2 months, it just goes down with the currency or what do you call it, imali iphela. AmaZimbabweans are brave, but the situation at home, it doesn't allow this. People are connected to a certain individuals, they are surviving. And to see about out of the population, you see 2% of people living a life. That's not a life. We have to have 90 or 80% of people surviving, living a good life. Afford to go to a hospital. Afford to take them to an AIS school. How many Zimbabweans can afford to take them to an AIS school? Because some teachers, they are stressed. They can't even afford to take them better or vadi. I'm a teachers. They can't afford a decent bed. I'm a teachers. They can't afford a bicycle. I'm a teachers. A qualified someone. So what do you expect to sell that whatever you want to sell, you have things that what's those two connections?
So I understand where you're going, because this is very, very sad in the sense that, you know, most Zimbabweans are struggling, but she's proposing that you can do something better, but Mr. Ngulube is saying that's impossible. So, Dr. Spanda, if I may come to you, now, what is going to happen to most of these Zimbabweans who are stuck in South Africa and having these permits? At the end of the day, if they are deported or whatever happens to them, what do you think will happen ultimately to most of them?
Well, look, if the court cases that we have are not successful in getting, you know, these ZEPs either translated into permanent residence or some form of visa that allows them to stay in South Africa, what it simply means is that all those people that have been regulated and that are regular migrants will become irregular, because these people have built a life in South Africa. Very few might be able to go back to Zimbabwe. Maybe even less than a tenth of that number might be able or willing to go back to Zimbabwe. But even if they do, some of them might just go back so they repatriate their property if they have got properties here in South Africa, like motor vehicles and equipment that they have acquired. So they may actually do that merely to repatriate that property. But after they have done that, chances are they would still come back into South Africa and continue to live in a life maybe as irregular migrants. So it is a catch-22 situation where the chances of a successful, you know, deportation or reduction of the numbers is very, very slim.
Yeah, so you find this in
the ngokubona kwethu, uma kungaphumeleli ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zithole ubuhlali balapha ekhaya ukudluliseka ngalamacala esinawo enkantolo, sibona ukuthi iningi labo lizoqhubeka lihlala lapha eSouth Africa, lizohlala lapho kungekho emthethweni, kanti bekungabantu abahlala ngokusemthethweni. Kutsho ukuthi bazogcina sebehlala lapha ekhaya bengabantu abangenawo amaphepha, bephila ngandlela lezi abaphila ngazo ukuze banakekele imindeni yabo, ngoba kasiboni ukuthi iningi labo lisasenayo impilo kwelaseZimbabwe, ngoba iningi beselihamba kokuvakasha, kanti njalo abanye bebehamba kanye kumbe kabili ngonyaka, kumbe abanye bahambe kanye ngemva kweminyaka emibili nemithathu, ngoba kungekho abanelisa ukuthi bakuhambele, ngoba bebengayitholi, iningi labo kalitholi imali eningi kakhulu ukuthi bangabe lokhu behamba phansi phezulu. Okwenzakalayo ukuthi bayathola imadlana abayithumela ekhaya ukuthi nakekele imindeni yabo, kodwa bona banganelisa ukuhamba. Osokusitsho ukuthi impilo yabo yonke ayisekho kwelaseZimbabwe, isilapha eSouth Africa. Kungakho sibona ukuthi uma kungaphumeleli ukuthi ubuhlali babo buqhubeke lapha ekhaya, bazohlala okungekho emthethweni.
Yes, I think I can throw a question to my brother, Mr. Ngulube. Let me see if he's on. Yes, I had muted him. Mr. Ngulube, you heard from Ms. Nkomazana and Dr. Siwanda. But the issue here is if Zimbabweans can try to make a living in South Africa, what's the difference back home, like what Ms. Nkomazana just asked there? Can't they try to do that back home, whatever they are doing in South Africa?
There are no chances at home, Mr. There's no way you can survive at home. But I will agree with Mr. Spanda. As he said, Zimbabweans have been surviving in South Africa without documentation. So this documentation was a way of following the rule of law. Now, if you say there are you can't renew their permits, they will survive like they used to survive. And we have got a high number of Zimbabweans surviving in South Africa without documents. So the government of South Africa here is missing a point, because instead of encouraging people to live in South Africa legal, now they are encouraging those people to live illegal. As Mr. Spanda said, less than a small fraction of people will migrate back to Zimbabwe and possibly just to take back their property and come back and survive in South Africa.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think we also need to look at the opening of the borders. Yesterday, land borders were opened. Dr. Swanda, what's the benefit of this development to Zimbabweans, especially those in South Africa, looking at how they are surviving and now that the borders are open?
Well, look, the opening of borders is a helpful to the extent that it may allow, you know, Zimbabweans to send or, you know, things to Zimbabwe. But this has not been really a hindrance because, look, you know, despite the closure of the borders, life has almost always been, you know, as normal, because the Malaysia, you know, business has always been continuing and people have been sending goods. Those that are trading have been able to do that. So the people in South Africa might not really benefit that much, because as and when they wanted to go to Zim, they always went to Zimbabwe. But however, it is a welcome change, because it will allow even those people that are in Zimbabwe that were buying things only from those people that were traders to also cross into South Africa and buy, you know, things, you know, for themselves, maybe at discounted prices than buying those that already have got markups from those people that have been, you know, trading through transporting goods using the unconventional means of Omar Laich and truck drivers, where they have got to pay, you know, quite heavily.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
so, yeah, for a long time, but, ubona njani ma?
Hayi kusincedile nyamuzuba kusibambi yatsho. Hayi kusincedile bakudube, kuluncedo kakhulu ngoba uyabona nxa sihamba amabhodi engavulwanga loba evulelwe thina bamaphemithi, besisenza ukuthi sibhadale ezinye imali laphana ebhodi ezisabekayo. Ucina ijeni ye-500 uyihamba, besihamba ngama-1.5. So kuvalenye ilubholo yokutshontsha lokhu esikwenzele ebhodi. Kanti sokuzahamba ukuthi noba ufelwe manje, you can budget i-2000 umbi 1500 uhambe uye ekhaya. Uyengcwaba uphenduke as usual njengoba esivele sikwenza. Noba une-emergency efikayo ngolwesihlanu uyakwanisa ukuthi manje uhambe uyephenduka ngomvuluvulu usemsebenzini. But ngalesi sikhathi amabhodi evaliwe, imali ebesizikhiphe ebhoda lapha abezisabeka bakodu, iminimamu yokuhamba ekhaya ibingama-3,000, 4,000.
Bekunzima, eh?
Bekunzima.
Umalayitsha kade bengasekho, into enjani?
Abakhona bayahamba, but ukuthi udindise kulaphana incwadi, ipasipoti yakho somele ufumbathise abantu abangu-4 or 5. Ngoba usebhasini liyafumbathisa abantu bebhasi. It's a long chain nje into yakhona. Nxa ufika ebhoda, every official kumele athathe imali emntwini wakho. Akusafani lokuthi ufike uzidindisele ipasipoti uphume uthathe imoto yakho ngungene ebhasini uhambe. But sibona ngani nxa sokuvulwa amabhoda sokuzaba ngcono loba sebejayele. Siyakwazi ukuthi vele abasoze bayisweli into yokudla, but kuyabe sokungcono sukwanisa la ukuthi uzidindisele umela phambi mina ngilamani.
Jonga.
Gibbs, before we go to Ms. Ngomazana, I would want to ask Mr. Ngulube to repeat that in English for the benefit of other listeners.
I'm saying the opening of the borders, as Mr. Spanda was saying, is not too much of a benefit, but it is a benefit, because that bribery thing which has been happening at the borders now is going to be down. Like, it's like when we are traveling to Zimbabwe now, we're traveling using, let's say, a journey of 500. You could use 1,500 for just one way to Zimbabwe. But now, with the borders officially open, we can use those 500. And even if you have got a funeral to attend or any matches to attend at home, you can travel on Fridays and come back to work on nothing. It's more like we can avoid this bribery things we have been paying at the borders, because we pay a lot of money at the borders there. With all the chain of officials, we have to give 100, 200, we end up spending more than 1,000 or 8,000, minimum of 1,000 at the borders there.
Sisize Mankomazana, ukuvula kwemingcele ubona nje. Ngiyembona ngazane ngeli pattern yakhe ivaliwe.
Yes, you can go ahead.
Njengoba ngithile ekuqaleni, as I said in the beginning, I said Zimbabweans, we can do anything. Now, during the time when the borders were closed, as Mr. Nguluve said, Mr. Nguluve, sorry if I mistaken. He said when the borders were closed, they were paying much more. The journey of 500 rands, they would go up to 1,500 or 2,000, which is one way journey. Just take a look at that money. If us Zimbabweans, as clever, as creative as we are, that kind of money, if you have it now in South Africa and the borders are open, you have that opportunity now to take all your properties or whatever you have in South Africa and go back home and invest. That money that you were able to pay to bribe people on the border when it was closed, you can raise that kind of money and go and start something back home. Now that the borders are open, that's a very good advantage. Because we can't stay as slaves. Okay, someone says they are actually encouraging the mothers to stay illegally, just like they were saying before. There are others who are staying illegally for that, and they were making it, right? Those days, there was no Operation Dibula. Now Operation Dibula is going to be Dibula with everyone, illegal or... With permit or no permit before. I don't know if I'm making any sense. Then there was no Operation Dibula. People were staying illegally. Now, if they are going to continue staying illegally, they are going to be attacked. Are we seriously going to stay that? To stoop that low? Whereas we can try by all means to put together what we have and go buy and sell a tomato or two back home with our dignity intact. There is no one who cannot eat back home. As long as you do your market research very, very well, you can't go back home and start selling bicycles because no one will need bicycles. You have to do your market research. If you are going to be selling something that is instantly needed, everyone buys. Everyone sacrifices. Let me buy this for my children. Let me buy this for my family. Let me buy this for myself. You can't go back home and start selling bikes and start selling so expensive suits. No. You start somewhere.
I know Mr. Nguluve is itching to respond to that.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult. I know it's not easy. It's not easy. But we can't just stay like dogs being chased around. Like we don't have a home.
We have been staying like dogs for more than 20 years.
But there was no operation to do. Like I said, they are aiming at us. They are making sure we are out.
Tina Sigu ground, what is Sigu JDP? Tina Sigu ground. Tina the Wachaman to Lapa Wotre, Tamapun, Wachaman to El Hippo, Wacha Okumu to Tafia, what to be at Sigabo. All xenophobia, Tina is xenophobia, has been there, killing Aban. Operation to kill us.
During those times, Wachamapun was in South Africa. Benikona, South Africa. But now, by that time, we were allowed to sell. At least,
Tutula is operation a hamba ma polisa. Abantu bebe bulala abantu. Ma polisa Tutula is been Alexander. Alexander is just a radius from 100 meters, and they were not successful yesterday. They all arrested those people. So Tutula is showing. We have been here. We have been in situations worse than this. At Tutula, there's nothing happening with Tutula. Abantu they are continuing normal in South Africa. They are continuing transfer. They have never been touched by anything. Pera kune reality kune kuti ground sikuma kuti ground we are from work as it is.
I see she,
I have a family staying in South Africa. If this weekend lapho kuzokuya fika Monday kule zidumbe ziyi-4 ni operation zikulo. What are you saying? Good, you are talking. I'm not disputing. Good, you are on ground. I'm in India, fine. But in the family, Lingal. You understand? Okay. Ask around about people who were killed in Tafonten during the weekend. Abanye bachisiwe. My family is staying in Tafonten, so I know what I'm talking about. I'm not disputing. Good, you are on ground. You are in South Africa. I am Ngwali Loko.
Okay. Let me.
But are we going to stay like that? Miss are we going to survive like that?
Miss Ngomazana, at a personal level, have you discussed this with your family and what's their take on this idea of going back home?
Apparently, my family, they are now citizens. They've been in South Africa for long. Only one member of our family is applying for that special permit that he's supposed to get. So the rest of them are all fine. They are now South African citizens, but most of them, they are trying to apply, like extended family members. They are trying, since they have special skills, they are trying to go about that. But what I hear is they are saying they are waiting for it to be online, for them to commence.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, maybe you want to throw a last question before we go for the Ukraine issue. We only have 8 minutes left.
Yes, 1 minute each, Baba Ngulube. So, we'll lose our Jan Walker. So, we'll give up with very to do that. Sing any so many landing with Humbe. Mel Humbe.
I to do that, say, as Dinasa, I want to. We are still trying our permits. If we fail our permits, we'll survive the way actual Jan was. As it is, we are still waiting. We haven't applied for them, so we are waiting. What maybe they will give us a soft landing. As Umkwanan said, they are still trying on paper to negotiate with the government. So if we get a chance, we renew our permits. That will be it. But if we fail, people will survive the way they have been surviving.
Yes, now we can turn to the Ukraine-Russia war. Well, Ukraine, the Poponjo, Konokonyo, Mali side.
I will show you what I want to eat. President Russia, about Africa police who twice supporter during the war. But there was the USA supporter, Zimbabwe, Jama, African countries, Zama, Yagama, USA, everything. So you can't take a side. Now I'm saying, Genesis, you know, say Abulala. Say I was this Zimbabwe, United, Jama, Amazon, Africa. Yes, I'll put a man Yamazo again. That is Zimbabwe is a sovereign state. Bangangene, la man Yamazo. But Ukraine is a sovereign state. But I want to have made a man to engage a part of the sea of Lalavan to Masana, Masana, a destroy infrastructure. Omu Yanga Amuzi, so the city say, Kuma, where racism, you're an Enzo, I want to be Ukraine, a map, what I'm also put. The racism, very much East European countries won't get post a walk out of racism. You're not Russia and Ariana. Hambert open, Babuza, Babu, Chancellor and Bams, there was for seven months. Someone who are so poor Ukraine. Those East African countries, okay, the former Soviet Union, nothing countries, they are racist among countries. The one I was with the local winds of Alas, born in Maporin, Lababich, Jeraban, Banana. They are the worst racist. But no one man just come and move our
way. Yes, I was on Kulu Junga, mouse from the corner, I see some booze.
Yes, I wanted to ask Ms. Ngomazana her take on the issue in Ukraine. You know, there are Zimbabweans trapped there, and we understand that they are also having problems getting to the border where the government will take over from there. What advice can you give them, ma'am, in the event that they are listening to our show today?
I don't know what to say, but I would actually actually wish at least our embassy should maybe help out to those who can. There are some people who are facing challenges financially that they can't get to some borders. So I'd feel from our embassies to get some help to those that who can.
Thank you so much. And Mr. Nkulube, we have heard the government saying that it has assisted 118 students so far with air tickets to go back home. Any message on that gesture by the government?
Yeah, it's a good gesture, but the only challenge, they are helping those people when they are already out of Ukraine, when they are in Poland, neighboring countries. We want them to help the people inside Ukraine like the other countries are doing. And I think even if, apart from students, we have got different citizens working in Ukraine. Apart from the students, they have to help all the citizens there. As one said yesterday, they have to have the full data of all citizens living in Ukraine. And they have to condemn the government of Russia for bombing the Ukrainians. Because that can affect us, even if it's not affecting us directly, it's affecting us indirectly. Zimbabwe's citizens are caught in the situations there. Even now, the oil and fuel prices have gone up. I heard today the barrel has gone to $120. Zimbabwean fuel went up. $1.73 a liter for national fuel. In next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it will go up to more than $2 a fuel.
Yeah.
They can ignore it, but it's affecting us so in one way or another.
Thank you so much.
Yes, so much. So much.
Dollars in $1.73 as Zimbabwe, equally in Amtad. So, in next 2-3 weeks, if this thing, they might do the Yama, who says that Kubega is a Kunisichang, I wear $2 a kaya if you will. If you will say, as yet into Usha, yet into everything, and this Kufelas Kara, your money, your ground, which would want to that thing.
Yes, Kumazal Kunapo came by Ujan, Naskangala, if you want to know what a petu.
Akupugile Duve Iko Begule News Channel Ega the Kulumang and Ama hikes with fuel over a Kulamani Amazi Abe Angani Afunu Nigeza Uputin some kind of sanctions that they are going to give him Ama sanctions lie what corner, which means he's going to close up ama gas supply and stuff. So which meant ukuthi into zonke like barrel is they might have different digits on how much it is, but the news channel I was watching it say before the barrel was 70 and now it's 158, 159 thereabouts. As we speak right now, public transportation has gone up from today up around midday.
Thank
because I actually was going to go in post some of the things that I needed to send for my
thank
customers.
You, ma'am. Our time is up.
I was very intrigued how the transport went up just thank like
you.
That.
Yes, Gibbs, our time is up. I think we can wrap up and say goodbyes to our guests.
Thank you so much. We wish to thank our guests this evening. Nomthandazo Nkomazana in Mumbai, India. Mr. Sipho Ngulube, a holder of the Zimbabwean Special Permit. And Dr. Vusumuzi Sibanda of the African Diaspora Global Network. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiring.